Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo. I'm sat in the quiet room at the Clifton Hotel with Molly Leary. Hiya Molly.
Hi Jo.
So Molly is 19 and she's a drama student. So you were at New College Worcester, weren't you Molly?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you did drama there, didn't you?
Yes.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it all actually began in mainstream school, believe it or not. The very, very first signs of drama. I was born to do drama, but I didn't really realise that until I was older. I went to a mainstream high school, and the drama teacher there said to me, you should carry on drama when you leave here. She said, because you really have it in you. And I thought, do I? Didn't really know anything. And when I started at Worcester, because I started at the end of my year 11, I wanted to do music, not realising the ins and outs of it. And the teacher who taught drama at the time also taught me English. And she said to me, well, I think you should do drama because you seem to get really into the characters when we studied English. And I said, well, you know, really kind of thing. I couldn't believe that she was saying this. And she said, yes. She said, it would be a really good opportunity. So the first day of sixth form at New College, my parents were there too, and the music teacher came up and discussed music options, and I kind of considered it for a second. And then the drama teacher came over and said, well, you know, I think drama would really suit Molly, and my parents were like, yeah. So we all spoke about it, and it was decided that, and I eventually came to the conclusion that I wanted to do drama. And now, why I wanted to study music, I'll never really know.
So what sort of things did you do in drama at New College Worcester?
Done a variety of things. We'd done plays on, the first year, I remember we did a performance on... It was about the modern and the old times, so we made it up. So we included things from like Downton Abbey in there, and we put it to that kind of theme, so it was all Victorian kind of based. Mm-hmm. And then we had like mobile phones and stuff to show the modern times and how much technology has moved on. It was a fascinating performance. We've also done monologues for exam pieces. I remember in my first year I did a piece on the Big Apple, also known as New York, mm-hmm. and that was a really, really good piece. I got merits throughout the whole courses because it was a BTEC course, so it was equivalent to A-level, but it wasn't exactly the same. So you had merits, pass, distinctions. And I think from what I remember in the first course, I either got a merit or a pass. So it was pretty good going. The second course, I recently did Blood Brothers for the last part of my course. That has to be my favourite play. Full of, you know, emotion, but really, really good, really intense. We also did, earlier on in the course, we did a... play by somebody called Brecht, who I can't remember if he was Italian or something, but no, I don't think he was, but he certainly wasn't English, and he wanted to show the contrast between the audience, how you can't just go to a play and enjoy it. He wanted to educate people on his plays. They were very intense. I can't say I enjoyed those, but until you try it, you don't really know. Mm.
So there'll be a lot of people thinking, how on earth do you go on stage and perform as a blind person? We should have said earlier that you're totally blind, aren't you, Molly?
Yes.
Yeah. So how do you go about that?
There are different ways. You can either be guided on and off stage in the blackouts, so we'll have blackouts. But what we found worked really well was... giving me a bit of like mobility almost on the stage when I wasn't kind of doing the lesson as such, when I wasn't acting. Mm. So I got a good feel for the space, the sound. It would often include following the sound of somebody's voice to get the feel for the stage before doing any acting, because you have to work right from the basics. you know, and also rope. I found that the teachers sometimes use rope on the floor so that as a totally blind person, you could feel the rope and know where your audience are. Yeah. Because if you don't, you're going to have different members of the cast facing different ways.
Yeah, yeah. So you're going on to do even more drama, aren't you?
Yes.
You're going to RNC in Hereford, aren't you? The Royal National College for the Blind.
I am.
And you're going to be doing performing arts.
Yes.
So do you want to tell us, I know you've not obviously started that yet, but do you want to tell us a little bit about what your understanding of that is, what that's going to involve?
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a very different course. It's going to be a level 3 course, which is what I've been doing, but it's going to be very different. There's going to be singing and dancing and stuff. I've never done any musical-based theatre, so this is going to be challenging. But it's also very improvised, so it's going to be a lot of improvisation, breathing techniques, things like that. It's going to be working more on that scale of acting, but I think I'm ready to push myself now.
Hmm. Is there going to be any production involved or anything like that as well, or is it...?
As far as I'm aware, yes. I don't actually know.
Yeah.
But that's something that I haven't said, is that I've been involved in a production as William Shakespeare's play of As You Like It. It was a very, very, very mixed kind of play because we all had an up and down going on with members of drama staff leaving, new ones beginning. And the college thought we needed a drama teacher, but actually my belief is you don't need a drama teacher, you just need somebody to come in and just give you in the right point you in the right direction. It made me really angry that we waited around so long, but we eventually performed, and it was a fantastic performance. The first night was probably my best night, actually.
Okay, Molly, so you've talked about doing the As You Like It performance,
yeah.
But the other performances, like Blood Brothers, were they done on stage or were they just done within your class?
They were done as a performance for part of our course. It was our exam piece. So we found that the drama studio at New College is very big. For people that have been there, they would know exactly what it's like, but for people who haven't, it's very big. It's a studio kind of size. It's a classroom, but a lot bigger than a classroom, if that makes sense. So we found that we didn't need to use the stage. There was a stage in there, but we found that using the floor with ropes to indicate different points on the stage worked really well. So we had a bit of rope to the left. That would indicate stage left. Then we had a bit in the middle, which would be where the audience was sat, and we could act within. And then we had stage right, where I would often go stage left to change my props and costume, as the other one of us would go stage right. The interesting thing is there was actually only 2 of us in our drama class. And people could think, how on earth can you make a performance of that? You can. If you're creative enough and you really sit there and you consider it, you can really come up with some good stuff and make it like a proper performance.
I bet that's really interesting and very challenging as well.
Very challenging, but and I'm not going to lie, it wasn't all smooth, but it was so rewarding to see how we developed and how it came along.
Yeah, and I bet it increases your confidence as
Definitely,
well, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So what would you say to somebody visually impaired? And also, what we didn't mention earlier is that Molly's also hearing impaired, aren't you?
Yes.
So what would you say to someone who's perhaps visually impaired, but also someone who's maybe got a dual disability, who's maybe thinking, you know, probably couldn't do drama, probably couldn't get on a stage and do a performance, what would you say to them?
I think you should give it a go. Nobody's going to say it's going to be your thing. Nobody's going to say, you know, that people are going to judge you, because if they judge you, that's their problem at the end of the day. You should just go for it, you know. There are ways around it. If you're in a wheelchair, for instance, and you can't get on stage, there are ways around it. I've never experienced that to know what the ways are, but I know that there are certain ways around it to do it. It's very, very rewarding, you know, talking to people about it, because they could go, I don't know how to do this, but actually you should just try it. Don't be afraid to try it.
Okay, so before we close, Molly, how would you say being a drama student has changed you?
It's given me so much more confidence. It's made me more of a person, if that makes sense. I mean, like, it's made me get more of a personality, as in I can be somewhere and create something. I can be out in public and I'll just create something in my head. And then when I get home later, I kind of act it out. And it sort of brought my confidence up rapidly. Drama is a really, really good thing to do that.
Yeah, fabulous. Thank you, Molly,
sure,
for spending time with me today and great telling us all
my
about
pleasure
it. Okay, so finally, Molly has agreed to do a little demonstration from the performance that she did of Blood Brothers. So away you go, Molly, in your own time.
Don't shoot him, Mickey. Mickey, don't shoot him. He's your brother. You had a twin brother. But I couldn't afford to keep you both. So I gave one of you away. No!
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.